This is Ozarks at Large. At the annual Northwest Arkansas Center for Equality Gala last weekend, Pride at Walmart came out of the closet. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, leaders of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered corporate resource group, in existence for 8 years, spoke on the record for the first time.
Several hundred people arrayed in sparkly gowns and black tie turned out for the Northwest Arkansas Center for Equality Ball at the Inn at Carnell Hall in Fayetteville Friday night to honor several community partners.
For Walmart Pride. Big round of
applause. The top award went to Pride at Walmart, the retailer's 600-member lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered corporate resource group. On hand were several dozen gay Walmart executives and managers, including Greg Warren, vice president of creative marketing. In his acceptance speech, he chose to cite the late company founder, Sam Walton.
And his quote is, "I have always been driven to buck the system, to innovate, to take things beyond where they've been."
Bucking the system inside Walmart and other major corporations back in Sam's day, however, could place gay employees at risk. But things began to change at Walmart in 2003 after it set diversity goals and expanded its workplace non-discrimination policy to include sexual orientation. 2 years later, it established cultural and ethnic resource groups at the home office to enhance professional development and to foster a sense of community. Along with African American, Asian American, and women resource groups, quietly emerged Pride at Walmart. Co-chair Bruce Gillespie, senior product development director, says he's been out at Walmart since 1988.
I haven't experienced a lot of the angst or drama or turmoil that others have, questioning, can I be out at Walmart?
Even Walmart experienced turmoil in its first attempt to connect with gay-owned suppliers when the company partnered with the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce in 2007. The Conservative Christian American Family Association staged a nationwide Black Friday picket, accusing the retailer of yielding to a radical homosexual agenda. Walmart quickly reacted by issuing a statement saying it would no longer contribute to, quote, highly controversial issues or give preference to gay or lesbian suppliers. But by 2010, the company started to get flack from gay civil rights groups, including the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force, as well as the Human Rights Campaign, both calling for a general boycott. A year later, Walmart discreetly extended its non-discrimination policy to include gender expression and gender identity, recognizing transsexuals and transgendered associates. Most recently, it listed intersexed individuals and launched an Allies for Inclusion program. Dina Fidas is deputy director of the Workplace Project at the Human Rights Campaign, based in Washington, D.C.
You know, we applaud Walmart for implementing these basic workplace protections for their LGBT employees. For a lot of businesses, the next step is to move towards parity or equality across their suite of benefits.
To its credit, Walmart does convey benefits in states where same-sex marriage and domestic partnerships are legal. But Dina Fidas says it's not enough.
Gay and lesbian employees should not have to go through an undue legal burden of potentially traveling to another state to acquire a marriage license that really isn't relevant in their home state simply to access same-sex partner benefits. And, you know, a business that does not offer across-the-board same-sex partner benefits is, in fact, out of the mainstream. At this point in time, as a point of comparison, you know, 62% of the Fortune 500 offer healthcare benefits for same-sex partners.
And although 70 major corporations and firms, including Google, General Mills, and Microsoft, have gone on record in support of marriage equality, Walmart has not. Still, Walmart Pride counts 600 LGBT members among its 5,000 home office staff. But more important, Pride co-chair Bruce Gillespie says, the group has started to reach out to LGBT associates at large via Walmart One, the company's internal social network.
And there's a number of LGBT communication threads out there where on a regular basis they share their experience. And overwhelmingly, those are positive, and it talks of, you know, you have the similar experiences of those associates in the stores that I've experienced at the home office.
Pride at Walmart is also circulating an internally produced documentary featuring gay and lesbian executives, which publicly premiered at the Equality Gala.
I was born this way. I'd known since I was little.
And I had just come to this realization
that I was gay.
I'm a lesbian.
That I was homosexual.
And started coming to realize, you know, I was 25, really needed to come out to my mother and my family at this point.
Hey, I need to talk to you.
It wasn't easy.
By telling her this was my worry.
I locked myself in the dorm room.
I was queasy. I was nauseous.
I was actually just
Walmart Pride co-chair Jason Vider, senior manager in Walmart's IT department, says the group has increased its visibility outside the home office by sponsoring regional LGBT events.
Yes, we do. We actually, once a year, first week in November, we do a celebration community event which celebrates diversity and inclusion in Northwest Arkansas. It talks about how do we make this place a better, or make Northwest Arkansas a better place to work, live, and raise a family.
And associates will find a tolerant climate at Walmart, says Sharon Orlop, Chief Diversity Officer.
I do think things have progressed quite a bit. I think the whole piece is around talent. We want to make sure we have the absolute best talent at Walmart. And so making sure that associates feel comfortable and inclusive at work and making sure that associates can bring their authentic self to work is what I think has driven the progression around the dialogue.
Through its Diversity Goals program, 36% of Walmart's 1.4 million U.S. associates are minority. 57% are women. But the company's not broken out statistics for its LGBT workforce, nor does it tease out LGBT vendors from its list of 3,000 minority and women-owned suppliers. But other retailers have also struggled with implementing both internal and external LGBT policies. Target, one of the most progressive, reportedly got into hot water last year after the Minneapolis-based company endorsed anti-gay politicians and campaigns. This summer, it released a same-sex wedding registry ad that proclaimed, "Be yourself together." Every year, the Human Rights Campaign Fund issues a corporate equality scorecard, with 100 being the highest mark. Again, Dina Fidas.
Walmart has a score of a 60 on the 2013 Corporate Equality Index. So a solid score, obviously not the highest score. You know, this year we had over 250 major businesses score a 100% on the CEI, including many major Fortune 500, Fortune 100, and Fortune 20 businesses. So I would say that Walmart has laid a solid foundation for LGBT equality. The difference between that 60 and a 100% on our national scorecard lies primarily in the benefits categories, also in the robust internal diversity and inclusion efforts, so robust training programs and the like.
Plus, Dina Fidas said Arkansas is among two dozen states where workers can still be legally denied work or fired for their sexual orientation. That's why Jason Rogers, spokesperson for the Northwest Arkansas Center for Equality, which hosted the gala, says Walmart needs to progress.
A resource group is a great way to start, but we are looking towards full equality and not just a resource group. We're looking for providing benefits to a lesbian couple who their partner has cancer and they can't provide aid to them because Walmart doesn't recognize them as a legal couple, and they provide their insurance for them. And Walmart's still lagging, and I still think that Walmart needs to push.
One way Walmart Pride members push is by wearing a special lapel pin, the iconic yellow spark set over a rainbow, the universal logo for gay rights. Again, gay rights activist Jason Rogers.
I applaud them for the pin. It's a good show for an image for them to wear on their lapels. At the same time, that does not guarantee them protection.
The company, famous for targeting local community product preferences, is finally testing the behemoth spending power of the 16 million strong LGBT market, estimated at $743 billion. It's custom stocked a Walmart Express in Wrigleyville, a gay district on Chicago's north side. And for gay Walmart executive Greg Warren, that's a sign of things to come.
The core value of saving people money so they can live better is the reason that all of us, whether gay, straight, whatever, believe in this place. And I think it is a powerful pulling environment. It's a powerful environment in which we work. And that's the reason I came here. That's the reason a lot of my colleagues came here. We had choices. And we come here because this place means something to the greater good.
Or, as gala host Jason Rogers suggested,
I think that Walmart might need to change their slogan from save money, live better, and be fabulous. I don't know. That might be a good slogan. How about y'all think so? Save money, live better, and be fabulous. I think that's the next slogan. There we go.
One way to launch that campaign might be to sell those rainbow pins at checkout. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.